When do you start listening to Christmas music? My sister started about January of last year.
Usually after Thanksgiving. You know, sometime a little after Thanksgiving. I like there's a couple stations that just don't play at 20. You know, they mix it in. You know, if it's just solid Christmas music, and to me, it's just after a while, it's like, okay, again.
I was in the office the other day. I said, we need Christmas music. Somebody put some Christmas music on.
And so I did.
And then I left, and when I came back, it was off. I said, what happened to Christmas music? They said, well, we got tired of hearing the same song after 2 hours.
You want to hear all the great classics, but there's only so many times you can hear that.
Right.
And then the new Christmas music, it's like, well, this isn't the classics I want to listen to. Merry Christmas, y'all. Welcome. It's Rosie on the House with you every Saturday morning. We're talking this segment, particularly care of Christmas plants. You've got trees, you have poinsettias, you have Christmas cactus.
Yeah, so, you know, of course, the cut Christmas tree that's in your house, just make sure you're keeping that stand full of water. Don't ever let it run dry. And make sure, obviously, it's too late if you've already put it there, but it shouldn't be by the fireplace or shouldn't be by the heater vent, and maybe even not by the opening and closing of the front door. Same way with your poinsettia. You don't want to put that rascal, you know, where it's getting a hot blast of air or a cold blast of air all the time. They like constant temperatures as much as possible, bright light. Keep them moist. They're tropical plants. It's kind of hard to get through our minds. It's wintertime. It's Christmas. It's a Christmas plant, but that's a tropical plant. It likes
a pine tree.
The poinsettia.
I'm sorry.
We switched from pine trees.
you jumped on me.
Pine trees are cut. They're dead. Keep it
poinsettia.
Full of water. It's probably already up and lit and decorated. So, and you're not going to move it, right?
Where's that coffee?
But the poinsettia and the Christmas cactus, the zygote cactus, they're tropicals. They like constant, pretty warm, relatively moist conditions. Don't keep them soggy wet, but you know, let them get a little bit dry between waterings, and then give them a good drink. Keep them in bright light.
I have seen but never tried bulb watering, where they have a round ball with
right.
a pen, and you fill the bottle up, and you stick it up into mm-hmm. the soil, and it's supposed to just gradually mm-hmm. release.
Those are really good for people that have a heart, or they're gone a lot. You can't remember to water. Those types of things, especially if you're going to be gone for a week or two, those come in pretty handy to keep something watered for a while. So, you know what? Whatever little trick, a moisture meter if you want, a great Christmas gift item for somebody that, you know, has got houseplants or maybe has struggled with plants, is get them a moisture meter. They're like $15. Stick it in. It tells you if it's how wet or moist it is. And, you know, that's a nice little stocking stuffer kind of a gift for a young person that doesn't have a lot of money. It's a great gift. Not everybody has one. They, you know, they last a couple of years, so they wear out or break. You know, just buy a new one. Give somebody a good little gift.
Well, you can tell that people are out and about getting ready because, man, text is popular this morning. They're too busy to call in. They're moving. So let's jump through a few of these
between
texts.
Stores.
Attack.
Between stores.
Attack of the killer Christmas shopper.
Which is a great time for us to encourage everybody. Look, enjoy the shopping experience. Get off everybody's tailgate. Slow down. Push the carts back into the cart parking stable. Get them out of the parking lot. Let's all do our part to enjoy the shopping season.
And shopping are not two words I ever put in the same sentence.
That's like an oxymoron or something like that. Enjoy shopping.
But 520 area code, so Casa Grande or South, is this texture, and wants to know about covering baby palm trees for frost protection.
You know, I guess it depends on what kind of palm it is. If it's a baby Mexican fan palm, it probably is going to be okay. They'll tolerate, you know, a fair amount of cold. If it's a little pygmy palm, like a Robolini, Phoenix Robolini, then, yeah, it needs some protection in Pinal County or Pima County tonight. So
we had mentioned a couple weeks ago, get your frost cloth now, because after a snap, the stores usually clear out pretty quick.
Well, plus it's too late after the snap.
Right.
It's like locking the barn door after the horse has left, you know. So you want to make sure it's well covered before it gets cold. So, yeah, maybe there again, nice little Christmas gift for $15-$20 a package of frost cloth for somebody. But yeah, there is a little warning for the outlier in areas of Pinal County in the morning. So, and the other thing is, of course, tomorrow being Sunday might be a little different, but don't take that frost cloth off as you're leaving for work, because that's about the coldest time of day, or the next hour or two is right at sun up and a little after. Leave it on for a couple of days. It won't hurt, especially if you use frost cloth. You can leave it on for days. The sun will get through it. The water will get through it. The air will get through it. And just leave it on there.
Next texter wants to know about taking care of a stump. Says a property manager removed a tree but left the stump, and we have shoots coming up. What should they be doing?
Well, you know, you probably need to make a fresh cut or drill a hole in it. And then I just use undiluted full-strength glyphosate or Roundup that has not been diluted by the concentrate, pour it in full strength.
There you go. If you'd like to talk to John Jay, you can text or you can phone at 1-888-767-4348. Folks, we're trying to put together a Christmas Eve broadcast. We'll be live in studio next Saturday morning. And we'd like to be sharing family holiday traditions that you have. If you'd like to send them to us, you can send them to us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Or call Jennifer now and share your holiday traditions at 1-888-767-4348. We will be with you Christmas Eve, a live broadcast next Saturday. And between now and then, we hope that you do have a great and fun-filled shopping season. Heck, leave your wallet at home and just go through the malls and watch the kids. It's a lot of fun. Back in just a minute with John J. Harper, 1-888-767-4348. It's the Outdoor Living Hour at Rosie on the House.
Call Rosie now at 1-888-ROSIE4U.